Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. Happy Friday. How we doing?
Happy Friday.
Great Friday. Wonderful Friday morning, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people excited to get into the weekend. However, whatever your plans are, we need to make sure that we're staying safe out there and staying aware. We are one day closer to Wichita's greatest risk of seeing strong to severe storms this week. You know, a lot of the severe weather has been kind of avoiding the Wichita area, but that will likely change by the time we get into our Saturday. So let's go ahead and hop right into the forecast. We did have some rainfall, a few thunderstorms nearby late last night. Not really getting any of that, is the majority of that rainfall now off to our east. I know we had some of that rainfall yesterday. Nice to switch things up, get some moisture. I know we need more, and we do have more on the way over this upcoming weekend. So we'll go from a mostly to a partly cloudy sky. But then we'll have to watch out for another chance of seeing a few storms develop, especially east of the Kansas Turnpike. One or two of those could be strong to severe with wind and hail. An isolated tornado can't be ruled out. So just something to keep in mind if you do commute to the east, or if you'll be going to the east and commuting back toward this way later on today. So that's going to be later this afternoon. A little bit later on in the evening, we should be in the clear when it comes to any kind of a severe risk nearby. 80 degrees today, going to be warmer too, and then only dropping down to 60 degrees later on tonight. Once again, another mild morning. Should be mainly dry, but also a cloudy start to our Saturday, and then that severe risk going to gradually kick back into gear. So here's how Saturday is going to play out. Mainly dry start, a few showers, a couple of rumbles of thunder beginning to move in around midday. Right after that, strong to severe storms quickly developing anytime after 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and a few tornadoes going to be a possibility, as well as damaging winds and very large hail, all on the table as possibilities tomorrow afternoon and all the way through the evening. High of 79 degrees, still going to be warm and windy as well, in addition to that storm chance. Now, once we get into our Sunday, starting off the day with a few leftover showers around the Wichita area, should gradually dry out through midday, but then there's also going to be another slim chance of seeing a few storms develop. Still looks like a similar risk compared to today's, where it looks like things are going to be around and east of the turnpike, but that risk also needs to be respected, as all forms of severe weather are going to be a possibility. Once we get into our Monday, finally able to catch a breather, things staying dry Monday, Tuesday, 73 on Monday, 80 degrees Tuesday. We're going to be bouncing back and forth between the 80s and the 70s, honestly, at least over the next week or so, not expecting any major temperature swings. By the time we get towards the middle of next week, 20% chance of shower storms. So we'll get a break for a couple of days. Right now, keeping Thursday dry, but if things continue to look unsettled, may have to throw in a small chance for rain that day as well. Right now, we're at 67 degrees, cloudy skies, breezy conditions with gusts all the way up to nearly 30 miles an hour. And as Jad mentioned, yeah, visibility down to 7 miles. Warm front lifting over us, causing a little bit of mist, some fog. So just watch out for that this morning.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve at 10 in the morning here on this Friday, April 26th. And we had a mostly cloudy, windy day across south central Kansas Thursday. High temperature 65 degrees, normal high 71. And we recorded at Eisenhower Airport 0.26, just a little over a quarter of an inch of rain at Eisenhower. The big date in local weather history, 1991 on this date. The Wichita Andover tornado roared into history, the deadliest of 55 tornadoes to occur that day. The F5 had a track 46 miles long, reached 1/2 mile wide. It killed 17, injured 225, caused an estimated $300 million damage, of which $62 million occurred at McConnell Air Force Base.
Went right through the Air Force Base. Mm. And by the time it got to Andover, it was an F-5 and just wiping things off the map at that point.
Yeah, out of those 17 deaths, 13 occurred at the Golden Spur Mobile Home Park in Andover, 1991.
And for years and years, you could see right where it went across the turnpike because all the trees were mangled and dead. Yeah. And, of course, it wiped out St. Vincent de Paul Church in Andover and many other things there.
All right. In this state in 2018, comedian Bill Cosby was convicted of drugging and molesting Temple University employee Andrea Constand at his suburban Philadelphia mansion in 2004. Cosby was later sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison, but Pennsylvania's highest court threw out the conviction and released him from prison in June of 2021, ruling that the prosecutor in the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby. All right.
Carol, you're a victim, and then that's the decision that gets made. Well, prosecutor didn't. You can go. What if you're one of his victims? How does that sit with you?
Well, he got off on a technicality.
Yeah. God.
Carol Burnett's 91 today.
Bless her heart. She's been making the rounds on the talk shows.
Has she?
She seems like she's 71. She does not seem like a 90-year-old person.
She has 7 primetime Emmy Awards. She has a Tony, a Grammy, and 7 Golden Globe Awards.
Talk about a national treasure.
She was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in 2013, and the Screen Actors Guild Lifetime Achievement Award in 2015. Her show, whenever you got Harvey Korman on there and Tim Conway, amazing things happen.
Comedy gold.
The funniest part of it was
50 years later, and that stuff's still funny.
The funny part was Harvey Korman could not stay straight because Conway would just pull something. You know, it was unrehearsed.
Oh yeah, he'd seen something he hadn't seen in rehearsal.
Oh boy, yeah, terrific show and quite an entertainer. Carol Burnett, 91 years old.
She's awesome.
You bet.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.